Welcome back, lovers. Welcome back to Let's Talk at Pillow Talk. I'm your favorite bestie with the mic, Destiny Shanae. And, you know, let's talk power because they gave me a microphone and a platform. I don't know if they should have did that. But anyway, everybody wants power until it costs them everything. Well, tonight we're doing a season 3 character breakdown power book force with my main man, Tommy Egan. You know what I mean? I mean, come on, Tommy is the man, guys. Tommy, I gained a whole new respect for Tommy. Now, I do not remember too much of power. Of course, I've got to go back and look at the very beginning and all that good stuff. But Tommy has became the man this season 3. Tonight, we're not going to recap episodes. We're breaking down people. Because season 3 of the Power Book Force wasn't about moves. It was about who survived the cost of making them. Even in your business, even in your everyday, you have to make a power move. And there are costs for making those power moves. Let's talk about every major character and what season 3 revealed about them. Oh yeah, I forgot. Guess what we're also going to do? We're going to pair every major character with tomorrow's tea. Now, here's the thing. I have not given them a name yet. So you guys should go to Instagram and vote on the names for these teas that you can find on tmorrow.store. That's tea-morrow.store. And you can purchase these teas. So starting with Tommy Egan. Tommy Egan is a man who can't stop moving, right? Tommy needs moving parts. I believe that if anything is not moving, it's a dead weight to Tommy. Season 3 shows us that he's dangerous, or actually it shows us something dangerous about Tommy. If you notice that he's not chasing power anymore, he's not running towards power. That is not his goal. He's running from stillness. He's running from quietness. Tommy could have had enough money. He had enough money. He had enough ground to cover. He had enough territory. He had enough product. But that would have allowed him to be complacent at one spot. That would have allowed him to be still. So instead of him being still, what does he do? You know what he does. But he isn't reckless, though. He's just addicted to momentum. I don't think Tommy's reckless at all. Chicago becomes his last proving ground. And some people would think it's to build an empire, but it's not. It's actually to prove that he can survive without Ghost. It's actually to prove that he can build that empire and supersede Ghost. Yeah, I know you guys didn't see that coming at all. This is still about being better than Ghost. It was always about being better than Ghost since Ghost wanted to get away from the drug business and go legit. Tommy, this is all he knows. He cannot get away from this business. He cannot go legit because it will involve what? Stillness. See, you guys wasn't paying attention to that. Nobody even looked at it from that angle. Have y'all? Ghost went legit. Ghost bought a club. Ghost wanted to do other things. Ghost was sitting in one spot. Ghost was complacent. Ghost was still. Ghost was not chasing the next big drug deal. He was not chasing the next big mule. He was not chasing the next territory. He wasn't chasing anything. He was still. Right? See? Exactly. So you got to look at it from a different angle. He was totally still, so Tommy can't do that. By the end of the season, Tommy won the city, right? He won the city. But he loses the illusion that power brings peace. Because in order to get that, it was not peaceful. And as you can see, he's not satisfied, is he? You watched the last episode of the season. He is not satisfied. And that's the curse of Tommy Egan. He always survives, but he never, ever arrives. So, Timaru is pairing a wake and bake. You know, Timaru has three different categories for teas. They have a wake and bake, they have a wind down, and they have a nightcap. The wake and bake is where we're putting Tommy Egan. Why? Because this fits Tommy because it keeps you moving. This tea is going to wake you up. It's going to give you energy. It's going to keep you alert. And pretty much it's never resting, right? Like Tommy. Tommy doesn't want to rest. So this tea is, it's going to be powerful. And it's going to keep him alert. But too much of it will make his nervous system stay on edge. Just like him. So we're doing a ginseng green tea. With any kind of flavoring that you like, but I have not got a name. Like I said earlier, I have not gotten named. I have not named the Tommy tea. I have not named these teas yet, guys. So I'm gonna need y'all's help over on my Instagram. I need y'all to either send me some tea names or vote on the tea names that you guys see there. Just help me out. Help me name these teas, okay? So let's move along to our big, strong diamond Samson. The soldier trying to be a king, right? Mr. Diamond Samson. Diamond spent 3 seasons fighting a war inside of himself. Diamond is, even before Diamond went to prison, of course, we don't see that, but Diamond being in prison, Diamond strikes me as a guy that wants structure. Even before prison, even before this, when he was running CBI, I believe CBI was structured. I believe CBI knew every single move, every single turn, nook and cranny. Nobody got out of line. I believe he had that running like, you know, a well-oiled machine. He wants structure. He wants legacy. Diamond also wants the respect without the chaos. Diamond believed that if you conversated with people and told them things and explained to them how it's going to work, that people will fall in line because they're going to respect that. Diamond did not want to strong arm people. He didn't want chaos, right? but partnering with Tommy, it meant that he had to accept that violence will always be the language. You know, he hated when Tommy was killing, but he knew, he started to understand that this is what's going to have to happen because he was thinking, what? We're going to have peace. This power is going to bring us peace. I believe Diamond felt that after all of the killing, after like there's nobody else to be killed, like when we take over the top, I believe that Diamond felt that it was going to be structure, legacy, and it was going to be no chaos. But, well, you know. But Diamond's growth is real. But again, so is the price that you pay by staying loyal to a man who thrives in destruction. Now, think about this. Being loyal to a man who thrives in destruction. Are we talking about Tommy? Or are we talking about Mr. Samson? Jannar, to be exact. Because both of them strive and thrive in destruction. Some of you may say, oh, Jannard had reasons and he had this and he had that. Jannard was on coke. Jannard was on drugs. So therefore, all was destruction for him. So do you partner with the destruction you know? And that can become your destruction? Or do you partner with the destruction you don't know, but the second destruction is bringing money in. The second destruction is bringing in more money than your team, your group, your crew has ever seen. Exactly. So, again, being loyal to a man who thrives in destruction, he had nowhere to turn. Some may say Diamond didn't lose this season, but he learns. You don't sit next to chaos without eventually bleeding. So the tea that we're giving Diamond is Crimson Bloom. Yes, our Crimson Bloom. And I believe that's in our wind down section. So the different tea sections, again, wake and bake. Wake you up in the morning. This is what you drink in the morning. It has ginseng. It has all those good loose leaf herbs that's going to wake you up in the morning. All natural, right? And then you have our wind down. Our wind down is after you get out of that raggedy traffic that you drive in, get off of that job that you work 9 to 5, and right before you get ready to cook dinner for your family and get onto your second job that pays in abundance and love and loyalty, but nothing in monetary. Wine down is what's for you. You drink a cup of wine down, drink a cup of tea is what I meant to say. Wine down, and you get to cook your meals for your family in a relaxed state. Wine down has, again, all these teas are natural loose leaf. They have no added preservatives, nothing extra. Our nightcap tea is for those like myself that have problems sleeping, right? It has things in it like vervain, again, all natural, but it's all natural herbs that make you go to sleep. It has a couple of different natural nighttime herbs in it. It just depends on your preference, depends on what you want. And again, guys, Tea Morrow is TEA-Morrow, MORROW. And you can also contact them and they will make you a specialty blend. They have all the herbs. They even sell herbs. Just stick with the website. Check the website out. It's in progress, of course. They got to add all the herbs on there. So that's going to take a little minute, but contact them. Hit that contact button and contact them and let them know what tea you're looking for. And they will let you know how long it's going to take for them to make it to your very front door, right? Okay. So Crimson Bloom, hibiscus, cinnamon, Crimson Bloom. This tea is grounded, strong, protective, but it also runs hot. Diamond has survived because he knows when to stand firm and when to step back. Again, I think Diamond was tired and he saw no way out. Make sure you guys check out the next episode of Let's Talk at Pillow Talk. This episode is where we actually dig into every episode on season 3. Guys, that one is going to be pretty cool. We'll have some guests on there. If you want to be a guest, you're listening to this, you want to be a guest, please DM me at Let's Talk at Pillow Talk _ on IG. Email me at Let's Talk at Pillow Talk at gmail.com. But if you want to get on this podcast, guys, and talk about power, come, please. It's going to be so much fun. Something different. Like I said, I have never done this before. So I thought, let's do this. Pillow talk. Why not? It's different. We can do what we want here. Correct? Correct. Okay, so let's get into Mr. Samson, the second born, Jannard, the man who mistakes power for love, right? Jannard doesn't want power. Do you guys know that? I want y'all to sit there and think about that. I'm gonna give you a second to think about it. As I say it again, think about it. Jannard does not want power. Well, what do you want? What does he want? What do you guys say? What do you want? Yes, he does. He doesn't. He wants to be validated. Validation is what he seeks from his brother, from Shanti, hell, even from Tommy at one point. He wanted validation. Season 3 exposes Jannard's deepest flaw. Again, he confuses being needed with respected. Every betrayal, every reckless move, every emotional decision, is really Jannard asking one question. What is that? What is that? That one question is, do I matter? That's that one question. Do I matter? Y'all don't think so? Oh, I think so. Y'all have to think about it. Jannard has never wanted to be the one in charge. What he's always said was, I kept it running while you were gone. So that right there leads you to believe that Mr. Samson, number one, firstborn Diamond, started CBI, which we all know that, right? Jannard being secondborn is his second in command, which I don't even think he was his second in command. Let's just back that up. But we're not going to get into other seasons. We're just going to stick with this one season. He never wanted to be over his brother. He never wanted to be power. He never wanted to be in charge. Shanti also put that in his head. He just wanted to matter. He just wanted to be, to matter to Diamond. In his eyes, Diamond kicked him to the curb and ran with the white boy, as he says, right? He only wanted to matter to Diamond. He needed validation. When Shanti got him off drugs, put that in his head that he can run, he can. He never knew how that was going to work. Y'all can, I don't care how much you like Jannard. I like Jannard. Jannard's cool. Jannard's bitch. But I don't care what you feel about Jannard. Think about it. Jannard just wanted to be accepted by his brother and the white boy. Ashanti accepted him and then loved him. Gave him what? Power in his head. Made him think, feel, and believe that he could run CBI. Do I matter? Guess what? That question gets people killed. Be careful. Of course, we are pairing Jannard with Nightcap, as I explained to y'all earlier. Night, time to go to sleep, because to me, it's time for him to go to sleep. But Nightcap, we're going to do him a chamomile lavender, right? This tea is for people who can't turn their minds off. And Jannard's problem? He never learned how to sit with himself. He never learned how to sit with his demons. What that means for you guys, he never learned how to face himself. So we're going to throw that chamomile lavender nightcap in there with Jannard. And you know, the nightcap has a chamomile lavender tea, so we may have to make it a little bit different for Jannard. I think we're going to throw some... Y'all, I think instead of lavender, we may do some vanilla for Jannard. We may do some vanilla. Make it like a milky honey sort of like tea. Because obviously he did not get enough breast milk when he was growing up. So we're going to leave it at that before I get myself in trouble for saying something. But no, Jannard, you know, more power to you. Validation. Let's just keep going. Mirror, mirror, mirror on the wall. Is the woman who sees too much? Mirror sees everything. Mirror has grew up in this lifestyle. Okay. Mirror sees everything from Miguel to Tommy to being a, you know, I'm not really for sure what she is. Is she just a nurse? And I don't mean just a nurse, but she's a nurse, right? So for being a nurse, she sees a lot everywhere she turns in her daily life, in her home life, and now in her love life. She is around a lot all the time. What interests me is the fact that again, we're going to talk about this episode, but I just want to throw this out there for you guys listening to this. And I want y'all to remember to bring this up when we recap the episodes of season 3. Miguel looked a little crazy when he said, Mira's in Mexico. Mira's in Mexico. And then he said what he said, because Mira said, I moved myself out the equation to keep me safe. I'm with my family. Then Miguel, and he said one other line, and I can't remember, but I will have it by the time I record with you guys. And then Miguel laughed, and they was like, oh, good. Da, 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 da. That's a little funky. That's a little funky right there. I don't know, a little funky. But I like you, Mira, because I like the fact that you got up. Again, we're not talking about the episode. My bad. Let's break you down. Mira is the emotional mirror of season 3. That's what it is. Mira, mirror on the wall. Myra. Mira. I don't know how her name is, because I think Garcia calls her something else, her brother. And then, you know, Tommy says it his way. But she is really the emotional mirror on season 3. She represents the life Tommy could choose. But again, going back to Tommy, guys, Tommy, Mira also represents stillness to Tommy. He represents sitting down, starting a family. That's settling down. That's what we call settling down. That's what we call stillness. That's what some people may call boring. So she represents a life Tommy could choose, but won't. Unlike others, Mira isn't blind to the danger. She just keeps hoping that love can overturn violence. Instead of saying overturn, how about outrun violence? Because she did overturn the violence for her brother and Tommy. She did. So let's just say outrun. That's what I'm thinking. I think she thinks love can outrun violence. She was right when it came to her brother and Tommy. She was definitely right. She was right. She was also right when it came to Che, because guys, Che could have kept with it, could have went with the Marquez family. Che could have taken Tommy out. She was right so far as the love is outrunning violence. She's absolutely correct in the sense of love or softening Tommy's heart is could be expanding him in a way. But again, I'm going to get into that later. Season 3 teaches her the hardest lesson. You can't love someone into becoming safe. And I think that's what she might be doing. If I love him hard enough, he will leave. And that's what I mean by becoming safe. He will choose me over this life. And we all know that's not Tommy, because Tommy is addicted to momentum. And raising a kid is not momentum enough for Tommy. The tea with her. Okay, so with her tea, you can drink it any time of the day. This tea reminds you to soften, but not disappear. Love should never require you to abandon your safety, right? This tea is going to be her tea. I actually did kind of sort of name, but if y'all don't like this tea, please let me know. Her tea I did name Bliss Blossom, or I want it to be her tea is a custom floral blend. It's got the passion flower. It's got the lemon. It's got the roses. It's got some other notes. It's got a custom floral blend, again, because I will never abandon my safety for love. But I'm soft, but I'm not disappearing. I'm standing right here. Roses are so soft, but we all know roses has thorns on them, right? So that's why I picked a rose for this tea, because of that. Roses are very strong. They're very resilient. They're very beautiful. They're very soft. They smell even good, but they also have thorns. So yeah, that's why I picked this tea for her. And again, bliss blossom bloom, or just let me know. If you guys don't like that name, let me know. We can change it. Just DM me. Good old Stacey Marks is up next. She is the illusion of control, right? Because everybody thinks and thought that Stacey had it under control. Everybody. Flynn, her coworkers, her husband, even the cricket other guy with the striped skunky hair, even he thought at one point Stacey had it under control. Even some of the criminals thought Stacey had it under control at one point, but she never did. Stacey believed the badge made her untouchable. Season 3 stripped that belief completely. When you meet Tommy face to face, Tommy M.F. and Egan face to face, one or two things is going to happen. One, you're going to die, or two, you're now working for him. She underestimated Tommy, but not because she was weak. But not because she thought that, like, rules still mattered. She underestimated Tommy. Not because she was weak, but because she thought rules actually mattered. She thought Tommy played by a set of rules, which Tommy does. Tommy plays by his rules, which are flexible, bendable, breakable, crushable, set them on fire, right? Her death isn't shocking. It's actually symbolic. In Tommy's world, authority without fear, it's just confidence waiting to be corrected. Remember that. Authority without fear is just confidence waiting to be corrected. I think I'm going to take that with me. I think I'm going to take that with me in my life. Authority without fear is just confidence waiting to be corrected. Interesting. Okay. So her pairing. I did name hers. I named hers actually Clean Slate. I don't know if that was right, but at the time that I was creating this, it was right to me. Because think about it. This tea clears illusions, and Stacey never cleared hers in time. The illusion was that she was a dirty cop, right? That's the illusion that Skunky Boy put out there for her. So this tea clears illusions. It's a dandelion root peppermint tea. Clean slate. I don't know. I wonder, would she ever get her slate cleaned? Interesting. Boom, 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 boom. Okay. Now on to these two Flynns. Okay. Let's start with Claudia. She was born into power, but I believe she was unprepared for war. And that was all because her father felt, you're a female and I cannot prepare you like I prepared Flynn. And we're going to get into his preparedness for war later. I think she was unprepared for war. Claudia had access, not instinct. And in this game, you need instinct. Claudia is what we say, book smarts and not street smarts, right? Season 3 proves that inheritance doesn't equal dominance. She played chess in a city that fights with knives. That's exactly what she was doing. Like I said, you had the book smarts. You had no street smarts. You knew who you was going up against. But again, no instinct allowed you to do dumb mistakes and make those dumb mistakes and think that you can slip into his apartment and kill him. And that was so dumb for you. Her downfall isn't about the gender or the ambition, because, of course, that's all her family kept saying. You're a man, you're a woman, you're a woman, you're a woman, right? It's about an underestimating how savage that game really is. She underestimated Tommy. She did not think Tommy would kill her. She did not think she could die because her name was Flynn. She did not think that she could get touched because she was helping Stacey Marks, DEA. Oh, and also because she was helping the Marquez group, right? Well, do not ever, ever, ever underestimate how savage this game of life really is. The tea that I'm giving her is going to be, it's like a ginger turmeric tea, right? This tea demands respect. But it's also a fiery tea. Fire root is what I had named this because of Claudia just being a fiery little Irish woman. I named it fire root. I didn't give it any Irish tones or anything like that. I just did a ginger, turmeric, and some other notes. Because Claudia underestimated the heat. I'm sorry. That's why I named it fire root. She just underestimated the heat. She underestimated everything. She pissed me off so bad because she underestimated her role in life. That's what she underestimated. Claudia, don't do that again. Now, the last person we're going to talk about is this good old boy, Flynn. Vic Flynn, the heir who never wanted the throne. Y'all know that, right? He never wanted this throne. He never wanted this. Remember, he wanted to run off with his black girlfriend and live happily ever after. He never wanted the Flynn name. Vic survives by letting others believe he's harmless. I think Vic is harmless. I think Vic is a lot like his sister. And because Vic never wanted this life, I think it's hard for him to be the vicious one. Because there was plenty of times where he could have shot Tommy and this could have been over, right? Tommy turns his back on Flynn lots of times in every episode that they taped together. And it was actually just to show you, you know, what's crazy is just to show that the dominance that Tommy had over Flynn, just to show how, to me, how scared Flynn was of Tommy to never, ever, to only try something once, I think, but to never really ever try it, knowing that Tommy would kill you where you stand. That's number one. But yeah, you never tried it. That's because he never wanted to be in his life. He wanted to be left alone. Flynn always wanted to be left alone. Season 3 forces him to confront something ugly. Neutrality is a myth in organized crime. Flynn did try to stay neutral, all because he never wanted it. It's going to go back to everything. Flynn never wanted this. So that's why Flynn tried to stay neutral. He tried to play both sides. And I don't even mean play. I mean, he tried to play in the arena of both sides. He thought he can make that work. You either choose a side, or someone chooses for you. And oh boy, you know, Vic spends the season realizing silence is still a decision. And he had silence on his side. Then he went and made that dumbest decision. It was nice knowing you, Mr. Vic Flynn. So Vic Flynn's tea. Let's see what tea Vic Flynn gets to have. I think Vic's tea is even ground. Okay. It is going to be a Ruibos honey bush. This tea is very subtle. This tea is very quiet and it's steady. But even calm waters move, right? So this is his tea. I did say even ground. See, I named some of them. So I didn't name all of them, but I did name Vic's. And that's what it is. Yeah, I like even ground. I don't maybe like it as a tea name, but that's basically what it is. And I love it. Now, this tea I've actually tasted, and this tea actually is definitely a calm and subtle tea. Very, 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 very calm. Very calm and subtle. Season 3 wasn't about who ran Chicago. It was about the cost of loyalty, the illusion of control, and the danger of mistaken survival for success. Every character learned the same lesson, just differently. Power doesn't change who you are. It exposes what you were hiding. Again, let's say that slowly so y'all can put this under y'all's pillow. Power doesn't change who you are. It exposes what you were hiding. Guys, I cannot wait to put this on my desk at work. I am putting this on my desk at work, guys. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. And if you know me, you know why. And I know you're sitting over there laughing your butt off. But I cannot wait because it's so true. Power doesn't change who you are. It just exposed what you were hiding. I say that all the time. You give somebody an inch and they will take a mile because that's who they are. When you give somebody an inch and they give it right back to you, that's the one you need to worry about. That's the one you need to deal with. That's the one you need to have in your corner. But, you know, whatever. Like I said, it's just season 3 ends not with peace, but with clarity. Tommy wins the city, but loses the fantasy. And everyone else? They learn too late that power always collects interest. So tonight, sip something warm, lower your shoulders, and ask yourself one question before you sleep. What part of me am I protecting? And what part of me am I exhausting? Rest here. We'll talk again.